The warring rival factions of the AIADMK finally came together when E. Palaniswamy and O. Paneerselvam announced the merger at AIADMK's headquarters today. O. Paneerselvam, in an interesting agreement, has been named the Deputy Chief Minister and the convener of AIADMK, thus making him the leader of the party, while E. Palaniswamy will continue to be the Chief Minister. Interestingly, there was no mention of V.K. Shashikala during any announcement.
Lieutenant Colonel Shrikant Prasad Purohit, the key accused in the 2008 Malegaon blast case, was today granted bail by the Supreme Court. The National Investigation Agency had opposed his bail, saying there was enough evidence to corroborate his role in the 2008 blast, in which 7 people were killed. Purohit, during the hearing, said that he had been caught in a political crossfire and was languishing in jail for nearly 9 years without even any charges being framed against him.
Cricket South Africa wanted the BCCI to play the annual Boxing Day test round there. But then the BCCI has given it the snub because they believe that Harun Lorgat has not been maintaining cordial relations with the BCCI. But the official reason given is that Ravi Shastri and Virat Kohli want the boys to get a long run at the nets before hitting South Africa.
The biggest celestial event of the year is set to take place today. A total solar eclipse will be observed coast to coast in the United States. Such an event is occurring after 99 years and will last for almost 3 hours. Though the eclipse will not be visible in India, the good news is that a team of researchers along with NASA will be using helium-filled balloons to capture the entire sky event. This will then be live-streamed online for global viewers to watch the total solar eclipse.
Japanese auto giant Yamaha has launched its new sports tourer, the Fazer 25, for a price of Rs 1.28 lakhs. Looking identical to its cousin, the FZ25, the new Fazer 25 flaunts a new front-fairing design. The company started accepting bookings for the same, and we expect the bike to hit the roads by September. To read that story and more, log on to news18.com.